This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Beri. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K. V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. The newly appointed Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Ashok Kumar Lahiri, met the Prime Minister in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. Lahiri on his appointment. The Prime Minister said Mr. Lahiri's rich experience in economics and public policy will greatly strengthen India's reform journey and the journey towards becoming a Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Campaigning for the second phase of West Bengal Assembly elections has reached a feverish pitch, with leaders from all major parties crisscrossing the state to woo the voters. With roadshows, rallies and fiery speeches, the battle for Bengal has intensified as voters prepare to cast their votes on Wednesday. Addressing a rally in Jamalpur, East Bardhaman, senior BJP leader Amit Shah promised that if his party comes to power, the Uniform Civil Code and the Seventh Pay Commission would be implemented. He also assured free bus travel for women and reiterated his party's support for the Matwa community. Senior Trinamool Congress leaders Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee highlighted the party's legal battle that restored 32 lakh names to the voters' list and assured the people that there is no need to worry about the exclusions. They also accused the central government of withholding development funds. Campaigning in Srirampur, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said while his party is committed to the constitution and unity, the BJP is pursuing the politics of hatred and division. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated Atmanirbhar high-speed bullet train manufacturing plant Aditya in Bengaluru today. Speaking to Akashvani and Doordarshan, he informed that the first prototype will come out next year and production will happen in the later part of 2027. In the presence of Telangana police, around 47 Maoists, including some women from Chhattisgarh state, surrendered today in Hyderabad. These Maoists belonging to the South Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh surrendered before DGP Shivdhar Reddy. Speaking on the occasion, DGP Reddy said the surrendered Maoists handed over 32 weapons in their possession to the police. He announced that those who surrendered will be provided with a rehabilitation package of 1.2 crore rupees along with central government incentives and free health cards. The DGP assured that the government will extend all support to those who wish to leave the forest and join the mainstream of society. In Ukraine, 4 people were killed and 21 others injured in Russian drone and missile strikes in Dnipro. Regional head Alexandr Ganza said the bodies of the 4 were found in the ruins of a house destroyed in the overnight attacks. In IPL cricket, riding on KL Rahul's impressive unbeaten 152, Delhi Capitals posted 264 for 2 against Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. In reply, Punjab Kings were 43 for nil in 2.3 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.